Join us on The Path to Independence, an informative series hosted by Joanna Maxwell that takes a look at the stories of everyday people choosing to live life on their own terms. Hear it at 2gb.com/path to independence.
A majority of doctors would help terminally ill people die if voluntary euthanasia became legal. This has been revealed in a survey of doctors by the Australian Medical Association, but the AMA has stopped short in endorsing euthanasia and doctor-assisted suicide. Although they do concede that the issue of euthanasia is ultimately a matter for society and government, whatever that means. So, should we make voluntary euthanasia legal? Well, a majority of doctors think so, including Dr. Rodney Syme, a Melbourne surgeon and vice president of Dying with Dignity in Victoria. Doctor, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Thank you for talking to me. It happens already, doesn't it, behind the scenes?
Yes, but not in a way that is entirely appropriate. If you want to have good end-of-life practice, you need to have law which protects doctors, and this is what the AMA is saying, and I agree with it. If you don't protect doctors, they can't help patients. What happens now is that doctors do rather surreptitiously provide death-easing methods with morphine and sedatives, mostly in the home, but also it goes on in a more open way in palliative care, in nursing homes. But the justification for that is the doctor, the doctor's not hastening death, they're really just easing suffering. And that's true, they are, but they are also hastening death. The problem
so if the majority of doctors want this kind of protection, why isn't the AMA backing it?
Well, the AMA is a very conservative organisation. Most people wouldn't realise the AMA represents slightly less than 30% of Australian doctors, and yet it claims to describe itself as a peak body. It's anything but. But nevertheless, it's the only organised body of doctors, so governments listen to it. It has for a long time had its head in the sand. It's a very conservative mix of doctors. And it has had a position of opposition to any change to the law. It's now made a fundamental change to move to a position of neutrality. That's actually very, very important. It made the statement in its release that it's the ethical duty of doctors to care for dying patients so they can die in comfort and with dignity. Now, I ask you this question. Who is to decide what is comfort and dignity? Is that the doctor or the patient? And in my view, it's the patient who should make that decision, not the doctor. The doctor is to respect the decision of the patient, the individual, and recognise their right to make that decision.
How do you overcome some of the concerns? Because, as you know, there are plenty of concerns when it comes to voluntary euthanasia.
Well, they're not realistic concerns. If we go to the legislation that was recently defeated in South Australia, that specifically excluded people with dementia and people with depression from being assisted by doctors. The role of a doctor, of course, is to protect his patient, and whilst there are certainly some people who would be considered vulnerable, they're very easy to protect. The AMA says, well, we don't, you know, it's hard to draw up legislation on these things. That's absolute nonsense. There are many, many jurisdictions overseas where legislation has been passed and where it is functioning very, very effectively without abuse. The AMA needs to come into the 21st century, and I'm glad to say that it is slowly doing so, but it's being brought in kicking and screaming.
Well, let's hope so, because anyone who's seen someone die in a manner that they wouldn't like to go through themselves knows that something needs to be done to ease that pain and also to ease some of the concerns and increase the protections on the doctor. Thank you so much for coming on, Doc.
My pleasure.
Dr. Rodney Syme, Melbourne surgeon and vice president of Dying with Dignity in Victoria.
Get your business off to a fast start in 2017. Advertise over summer with Macquarie Radio. Register now at faststart2017.com.au to unlock business insights from Ross Greenwood. Plus, receive a further 25% discount if you take up the offer. Visit faststart2017.com.au.